wanted you to be here today. And you've got to be grateful. This morning, I just wanted to be grateful to God. Hallelujah. You would have been ruined. You would have been bereaved. You would have been 6 foot under today. But you are standing. Amen and amen. We need to be grateful to God for the gift of life. We need to be grateful to God for the gift of family. We need to be grateful to God for sustaining, protecting, preserving our jobs. We need to be grateful to God for food on our table. We need to be grateful to God. And Victory Assembly is grateful this morning. All of us in this family are grateful. And I want the joy of the Lord to fill your hearts and fill your mind. Amen. And as we say thank you to God for the months that have passed, January, February, up to October, we want to believe God for greater things in the month of September, in the month of November, I beg your pardon. We want to believe God. We're thankful for the months that have passed. We've seen the hand of God. We've seen the help of God. We've seen the goodness of God. We've enjoyed His protection and His provision. We've experienced the power of healing. We've seen restoration happen. We're grateful to God. But we know that God is not done with us yet. God has not finished with me yet. God has not finished with you yet. So as we are thankful, we're looking toward the greater things that the Lord will do in the month of November. And in Victory Assembly, the theme for November 2020 is the time to build up. The time to build up. That's our theme, and I'd like you to receive it by faith. I'd like you to be connected to it. I'd like you to believe it. I'd like you to run with it. Anytime the Lord gives us a word, if we mix it with faith and we run with it, there shall be performance. And I want to assure you that even in this new season, there shall be performance for you. In the name of Jesus, you will not remain the same. You are not coming out of November and moving into December the same. In the name of Jesus. This is the time to build. We will focus on building this season. And the scripture that we would be, meditating on, and focusing on and basing our prayer on is Ecclesiastes chapter 3. Verse 1 says, Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 1 says, to everything there is a season. There is a season to everything. There is a time for every purpose under heaven. There is a time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down and a time to build. I jumped verse number 2. Okay, I'm going to pick that reading up again. Ecclesiastes chapter 1. It says, to everything there is a season. A time for every purpose under heaven. And I tell you in Victory Assembly, this time is for you to build up. Verse 3 says, there is a time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down and a time to build up. For you in Victory Assembly, this is your time to build up. You've got to receive it by faith. You've got to mix it with faith. You've got to run with it. I tell you, there's grace. God is pouring out grace in this family. And everyone who is connected with me online right now, if you can connect with us, connect with this grace I tell you, there's an anointing that will come upon you. It's a new anointing. It's a building anointing. Building anointing. Hallelujah. Building anointing. And there are 10 things you are going to be believing God for as you focus on building up. Importantly, you've got to have the mind of building up. You're not going to work at tearing down anything. You're not going to work at destroying anything. I'm not talking about engaging with spiritual forces. I know that we are going to contend with spiritual forces. I know that we're going to be pulling down strongholds. You know, we're going to be rebuking the forces of evil. But I have a sense of knowing in my spirit that spiritual forces will be subjugated under your feet, will be brought under in this season. You see, in the season of building up, God subjects everything under authority. A good example of that is the case of Solomon. Solomon's season was a season of building. Solomon was raised to build a kingdom, to build a temple, to make Israel great. His season was a season of establishment and consolidation. And because that was the calling at the time for him, the Bible records that God gave him peace round about. And God commandeered the kings of the nations to favor him. And they were coming into alliance with him. That was why Solomon had over 300 wives and 700 concubines. Because all the kings wanted to make peace with Solomon, such that they were giving him their daughters for a wife to establish the alliance. And they opened up their borders and they were sending timbers and all the building materials that Solomon needed. Peace. In the time of peace, God subject forces. And I sense in my spirit, God will be bringing on the forces that have resisted you, forces that stood on your way, forces that have vowed that you were not going to make it in life. God will bring them under. You will see them crashing. But with your hands, you will not tear down. You will not tear down anything that is of destiny. You will not destroy. You will only build. And there are 10 areas I wanted to focus on. You need to pay attention to building up yourself spiritually. You have to build up yourself spiritually. This month, you have to build up yourself spiritually. Very, very important. It's the time to build up. And when it comes to building up yourself spiritually, you may want to pay attention to Jude. Jude chapter 1 verse 20, it says, "But beloved, building up yourself up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit." This month you want to pray in the Spirit more than you've prayed in the Spirit before, and longer. Maybe you only prayed 5 minutes in the Spirit, but this month you're going to believe God to pray, go 10 minutes, push it from 30 minutes to 1 hour, only in the Spirit. You're going to commit yourself to reading the Word of God like crazy. You have to put down that novel, put down that book, switch off that TV, and begin to feed on the Word of God. You have to make up your mind that before November is over, I've got to finish the New Testament. I've got to go, if I don't finish, I've got to go 50% of the New Testament. I've got to read all of them and load my spirit with the Word of God. It's the season to build up yourself spiritually, heal emotionally. Number two, heal emotionally. It's very, very critical. Heal emotionally. You cannot build yourself up if you are emotionally wounded. So you've got to heal. You've got to just let go. Hallelujah. Just let go. Just forgive. Just turn a new chapter. Turn a new page. Don't hurt anymore. Heal emotionally. Look for ways to make healing happen. I know it's tough, but the Lord God Almighty is pouring out grace for healing, emotional healing. Number three, you've got to sharpen your gift. Sharpen your gift, your talent, or the skill that you have. You've got to build it. Temi Tokwa was saying earlier that she's going to develop herself musically, improve in the aspect of worship. That's her calling. I like that. And worship this morning was so deep. What do you have? What can you do? What gift has God deposited inside of you? You've got to do something about that this season. Build up your gift. Sharpen your skill. Tell yourself, at my workplace, I'm going to give my best. I'm going to work as per excellence. My skills will be sharpened. Number four, you've got to deal appropriately with any health challenge. You've got to deal with it this month. You've got to look at it. And this is my challenge to you. Don't overlook it. Don't push it under carpet. Don't push anything under carpet. You've got to do something about your health. Hallelujah. If you have been feeling this sharp pain on your chest and you've been just praying about that, and hoping that one day it will go. Yes, I agree with you in the name of Jesus. Receive divine healing. Hallelujah. Receive grace. Receive divine healing. But I also would like to tell you that it's not carnality. It's not sinful to go to see a doctor. I was raised in that school of thought where we're made to believe that if you're spiritual, you don't take medicine. If you're spiritual, you don't go see a doctor. You know, you don't do checkups. When you do checkups, it's like you are looking for something that does not exist there. And all of that. But I've come to discover that doctors are a gift from God. Hallelujah. Hospitals are a gift from God. Walking by faith does not mean that you're not going to do something about your health. If you've been having that sharp pain, it's time to go see your GP. This month, don't push it under carpet. That consistent headache, do something about that. That little blood that you see when you go to use the toilet, don't push it on the carpet. I don't know who I'm speaking to, but in this month of building up, one area you've got to look into is your health. You've got to be healthy. You've got to be strong. You've got to live long. If God will call you home sooner than you think, it shouldn't happen because you were careless. It should not happen because you are negligent about your health. Don't make your family go through the pain of bereavement because you are silly. Number five, in this time of building up, I'd like you to invest in your home. Invest in your home. I don't know what that would mean to you, but I believe because God is giving us this, I believe there's someone that God is speaking to. In this month, invest in your home. You have been irresponsible. This month, do something about that. Maybe you're not irresponsible, but you've allowed other things to distract you. Invest in your home this month. Become focused. Maybe you've been doing well. Glory be to God. But I charge you to do more. Do more. Double up. Improve. Invest more. Invest time. Time with your wife. Time with your husband. Time with your children. Don't. You see, It's not about money. It's good to make money. Money is good. Money is sweet. But life is more than money. Don't be someone who is chasing after money at the expense of your home. And don't be someone who is more passionate about your career than you go after your career, your profession. You just want to achieve more at the expense of your home. You're never there for them. You're never there for them. So I charge you this month of building up that you've got to bring back attention and put it where it should belong. Put attention on your home. Build it. Do something about that. As you think about this, as you pray about this, the Holy Ghost will be showing you the areas you need to invest in. Hallelujah. Invest in your relationships. Invest in your relationship. Number six, things you want to do. I said there are 10 things that we're going to believe God for to really build this month. You know, all of this may not apply to you, but I'm believing that something will stand out as I'm speaking right now. Because the Holy Ghost put this in my spirit for this family. And I'd like you to receive it by faith. Do something about relationships. Invest in relationships. Maybe you want to take a step of faith and meet someone new. And start cultivating something special with someone new. Maybe God has been whispering to you as a guy, you know, Teresa, that Teresa, she could be the one. She could be the one. Why not? You just feel that God has been putting that thought of Teresa in your heart. Maybe this month you want to pick up your phone and say, Teresa, is it okay if we go on a date? Hallelujah. It's possible that there are friends that you are close with, you know, but you've not been in touch for a long time. You've been too busy fighting coronavirus, too busy chasing career or money. You've been too distracted. You are not in touch with them. You don't even know what is happening to them. Maybe this month you want to make a phone call. You want to send that text message. You want to send that email. You want to reach out. You want to see what you can do to improve on the relationships that you have. Invest in your relationships. Hallelujah. And importantly, between husband and wife, you want to invest more in each other. Invest more in each other. Very important. Number seven, do something about your finances. Do something about your finances. Do something about your finances. One of the things that you've got to do is to, number eight, seal up any loophole and end the drain. Seal up the loophole and the drain, that thing that has been devouring your finances, that wastage, that areas where you've been pumping money into and they don't pay back. Dividends don't come there from there. Do something about your finances. Hallelujah. Do something about your finances. I feel there's someone that God wants me to talk to. There's this person that you keep sending money to, but the person does not use it to improve his life. He just eats it. It's, you know, you give this person money, but he does not invest it. He does not seek for ways to grow it. You have become like a tap for him. Whenever he needs money, all he needs to do is just turn the tap and it keeps flowing. So, and you are the supplier. Every now and then, give me money. Every now and then, send me this. Every now and then, send me that. And you are not only not helping him because he's now reliant and dependent on you, and he looks up to you for survival, and he's not doing anything to improve himself. If you exit the world today, if you die today, this person is going to run into trouble because you've made him lazy. But apart from that, God is saying that is a devourer. You've got to do something about it. Improve on your finances. Do something about your finances. I don't know what God will be saying to you to do about your finances. Maybe start paying off that loan. Start clearing that credit card. Maybe you need to chop them off, the credit cards and the shop cards. Maybe you need to do that. Maybe you need to double on how much you pay monthly on your mortgage. But you've got to seal up the loophole and end the drain. That channel that continues to drain you dry. You've got to seal it. Pastor Eunice preached some time ago. She said, your no can be anointed. You need to learn to say no. Not anymore. Sorry, I'm not going to give you because not because I don't have it. Don't lie. I don't have it. Sorry. No, I'm sorry. I'm not going to give you because I send you money 2 months ago, this amount. And last month, I send you this amount. And last week, I send you this amount. Give me an account. What did you do with that? How did it help to change your life? I don't want you to keep depending and looking up onto me. I want you to be able to earn your keep by yourself. They said it is better to teach someone how to fish than supply him fish whenever he needs one. Number 8, look up for investment opportunities. I like you to look up for investment opportunities in this season of building up, because I tell you, there's grace, there's anointing present in this house for building up this month. So you've got to look out for number 9. Yeah? Look out for investment opportunities. And you've got to take a step of faith and invest something. You may need to start with just a pound, 10 pounds, 20 pounds. Just look for something to do as an investment. Build up. If you want to build up yourself financially, you've got to invest anyway. People who succeed, who prosper more in life, are those who have multiple sources of income. You check through life, you will see. No person who has succeeded extensively has only one source of income. And very, very few people have actually made it through salary. Salary alone will only make you, at the end of the day, a pensioner. You need to invest. You need to invest. I would give, you know, the example of this guy, the owner of the Virgin Airline. What's his name again? Richard Branson. Richard Branson, you know, he's into airlines. He's into train. He's into Virgin Music, Virgin Mobile, Virgin Media. He's into internet. He provides internet. He's now trying to take people to space commercially. No one person who has broken forth financially and is succeeding extensively has only one source of income. You just check it out. You've got to believe God for more than your salary. It's good to have a job. It's good to have a stable job that pays you. But you've got to begin to look. What else can I do? Where else can I put my £10 and £20 and receive dividend at the end of the day? The scripture we read says, to everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven, a time to kill, a time to heal, a time to break down, and a time to build up. In Victory Assembly, this is your season to build up. You've got to believe it and let the grace be effectual in your life. God is pouring out grace. It will not be in vain when it concerns you to be effectual. And lastly, number 10, you've got to reach out and help build what is another's. Reach out this month. Believe God to reach out this month and help build, no matter in what little way that is possible. I'd like you to do it, to build what is another's. Let God lead you. Let the Holy Spirit show you who you can help build his own team. Maybe you need to give financially to another ministry. You've been given to Victory Assembly, and I'm so grateful to God for that. Thank you for your continued giving. Those of you that are giving consistently, we see it. We're thankful to God for you. Hallelujah. And I'm not saying to divert your tithes from Victory Assembly to another ministry. I am of the opinion that your tithe should go to where you feed from. You go to your church, where you think that's where your pastor is. That's where your tithe should go to. But you can, and the tithe is depending on what you believe, but the tithe is the tenth of your earnings, the tenth of your increase. You can continue to give Victory Assembly the tithe, but if in November you feel led to give the 90%, the 90 left over after tithe, to another ministry to help build it up, I want you to do it. You want to invest into someone's gift, to help develop someone's gift, help move someone forward in his calling, help pay someone's school fees. Let the Lord show you. Let the Lord speak to you. But if you accept that what I bring to you for November is actually what God is saying, then God will show you. God will open your eyes to know what to do. Isaiah chapter 58, verse 11 and 12 says, Isaiah 58, verse 11 and 12 says, the Lord will guide you continually. I'm reading from the New King James Version. The Lord will guide you continually. May the Lord guide you. May the Lord open your eyes to see and to understand what he's saying to do. May the Lord guide you. May the Lord order your steps to where destiny is. The Lord will guide you continually and satisfy your soul in drought. And strengthen your bones. You shall be like a watered garden and like a spring of water whose waters do not fail. You see, in the season of building up, supplies, they just flow. If it's the season, supply will just flow. Hallelujah. The Lord does not commission someone into anything and not make provision of what is required. Hallelujah. Resources will flow your direction. Whatever you need, they will come. God will make provision of what you are requiring to succeed in this season. For the Lord will guide you continually and satisfy your soul in drought and strengthen your bones. You will not be weak in the name of Jesus. Your strength will not fail you in the name of Jesus. You shall be like a watered garden, like a spring of water whose waters do not fail. Those from among you, Victory Assembly, thus saith the Lord, those from among you shall build the old waste places. Shall build the old waste places. You shall raise up the foundations of many generations. What you will bet in this season will outlive you. You will be touching many generations. It will last long before you. To help to change your children's destiny. You've got to obey God. You've got to take time and build yourself up spiritually. Develop your relationship with God. Let God speak to you so clearly. You've got to receive from God. You've got to go ahead and do exactly what God is saying, no matter how painful it may appear. You've got to just do what he says. It will touch many generations. Those from among you shall build the old waste places. You shall raise up the foundations of many generations. And you shall be called the repairer of the breach. Those cracks. I mean, that breach is B-R-E-A-C-H. It's not breach. I don't know how to differentiate the spellings. You know, it's not B-R-I-D-G-E, you know, as in breach. It's where Satan has created a crack. Where there is a loophole, there is an opening, and Satan is having a fool day. Satan is spoiling things. Satan is messing up with the things of destiny. You will fix them. You will correct them. You will reform them. You will fix them up, the breaches. And you will be called the restorer of the streets to dwell in. So shall be your destiny. So shall it be. Before the year runs out, may this word of God come to pass in your life. What you receive, may you receive grace to apply it to your life. And may there be a performance in your life. May God come true for you. I reach out to all of you who are with me right now and to anyone who will eventually connect with these words of mine. May the glory of God overshadow you. May the strength of the Almighty God strengthen you. May the finger of God reach out and touch you. What they said you can't do in this month, before it is December, you will achieve it. What you long to put in place, you've struggled to put it in place. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. In this month of November, you will do it. I decree and I declare that you will do it. Receive the grace to do it. Receive the grace to move forward. Receive the grace to break through. You receive the grace to lay your foundation. Receive the grace to build it upon the rock. In the name of Jesus, whatever you are doing will not collapse. It will last for many generations. In the name of Jesus. Put your hand on your head wherever you are, if you believe. My God shall supply all your need. Whenever God gives a commission, He releases supplies. The Bible says, no one goes to war at his own expense. When the Lord says, go, He supplies for the journey. Now I'm asking that my God will supply all your need according to His riches in glory. May you not lack any good thing. May you not lack grace. May you not lack strength. May you not lack foresight and insight. May you not lack financial and material resources. May you not lack men and women of destiny coming into your life to assist you accomplish that which God has given to you. May God supply all your need. I decree and I declare, before this month is over, transformation will occur in your life and in your home. And in the things that you do. And so shall it be. In the name that is above all names. In the name of Jesus, the Son of the living God. We pray. Everyone says amen. Hallelujah. 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 Enjoy the service. We still have a few more things that we want to do before we close the service. Please don't go yet. Enjoy it. God bless you.